It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma is focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, the question is, which is running rampant throughout baseball, because I'm asking people, based on Caitlin Clark really, really making so many more people aware and falling in love with her sport and the sport of women's basketball. And Tiger Woods did the same thing with golf, and there's other examples of other sports. So it got me thinking about baseball. For you, Tanner Houck, who would be the player if you said, I'm going to focus on them and I'm going to fall in love with, but you've already fallen in love with baseball, but I'm going to fall in love with baseball.
I have three in mind.
Ooh.
I have Adam Wainwright, growing up in St. Louis, watching him, and then obviously getting to play against him. Zambrano with the Cubs. And then A.J. Burnett.
Those are three. Now, I want you to elaborate if you can.
All right.
Okay, so let's go obviously with Wainwright first.
Yeah. So growing up, you know, watching him, watching Carpenter, obviously Pujols, Yachty, like I grew up in St. Louis, like near St. Louis, so like those were like the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, watching them and how they operate, and obviously, you know, Carpenter did his thing for so many years, Pujols as well, and then you had you know, Wainwright step up and, you know, take that role and obviously do what he did for all those years. You know, Zambrano, the fire, the just craziness on the mound, the ability to just, like, you know, have that next level in terms of a player. And obviously my dad's side of the family, growing up Cubs fans, had something to do with that. So every time I remember going up to my grandpa's place, we'd always watch Cubs games, and I loved watching them play. And then A.J. Burnett, like, just I always loved his presence on the mound, and just like how he kind of bulldogged everyone, you know, out of the way. And then obviously great memory of watching him throw a baseball into a window of a truck. It's always fun. But, you know, those are kind of like my three that growing up, like, I was like, these are dudes.
So part of this is imitating, like, whether it's wiffle ball, or whether it's like Little League, or whether it's whatever, of those three guys, and maybe there's a little piece of each of them. Yeah. But I know that there was probably like a game where you're like, I'm gonna have my delivery like this, or I'm gonna like be fiery like that. Let's give me examples of how maybe Tanner Houck has emulated any of those guys.
I mean, I've always loved Wainwright, and just how, like, you could never tell, like, if anything really was bugging him. Like, it didn't matter if he was in the first inning, fifth inning, seventh inning. Like, it didn't matter. Like, you never could get a read on him. Like, you couldn't tell if he went, you know, complete game shutout, or if he went, you know, two or three innings and gave up four. And I always respected that. It always kind of resonated with me of, like, you know, being calm, cool, and collected on the mound. And the other two are not quite that way, but they also have that, you know, that fire, and I have that internal fire of, you know, pushing myself to get better. And they were a little bit more vocal, and
but you like that. You don't have,
I love that. You can't. That's not really my personality, to get like vocal and, you know, destroy a cooler with a bat. but the fire that they have, and you can see just the passion for the game, like that is what really stuck out to me.
So you had mentioned Burnett throwing a ball through a window, right? Mm-hmm. Was it a moving truck, or
it was like a moving truck? Like,
I don't even remember this.
It was like he just slung a ball into a window of a truck. Like, wasn't that in like Arizona or something like that?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. But it's this is the other part where I remember. So Tristan McKenzie had said, we were talking about emulating guys, and he said, like Kobe was my guy. So every time I threw like a piece of paper in the trash can, it'd be like, right, I would yell Kobe. Yeah. And I'm not saying that, like, maybe that you would be like, no, hey, Zambrano.
I think, you know, like getting a title like that, like, you gotta be the 1% of the 1%. Like, you know, like everyone says Kobe or MJ, or you know, I think the cool terminology yesterday was, you know, saying the Maddox.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in our game, getting compared to a guy like Maddox, or, you know, having an outing to where they call it the Maddox, like, you earn that over many, many, many years of respect and being at the top, you know, the Mount Rushmore of the game of, you know.
That's pretty good. Time.
Yeah, so definitely fun, definitely cool. I mean, like I said, something yesterday I'll never forget.
And something also, like, now kids are going to be like, I'm going to throw my wiffle ball like Tin Hauk. And I'm not even lying to you. Like, that's what they'll do. Like,
that's the plan. But, you know, that's not why you do it at the end of the day. You do it because you love it.
No,
and
I know.
And you want to go out there and, you know, for me, like, I wake up every day and, like, I love it. Like, this is what I want to do. We were talking about it off camera, off mic, but this is what I want to do. Like, I expect to go out there every time and, like, and do what I did last night. Like, and it comes from the 4 days of preparation leading up to a start of, you know, going out there and putting your best foot forward every single day and just leaving it all out there and doing the stuff that's probably not the most fun to do each and every day, but it adds up over a long period of time.
The last thing is, speaking of off mic, you got to tell a story about how you didn't know how long the game was. All right, because I think this offers a perspective that people don't get. Like, we micromanage time of game, especially the last couple of years. You pitched an hour and 49 minute game, which we know it was the quickest I think since 2010. But we are sitting on the outside. You are in the middle of it. Tell me about that.
So the great thing and the bad thing about Fenway Park is there's only one clock in the entire stadium, and, you know, for me, like, last night, just go out there, do what I have to do, get my 3 outs, get back in. Not really concerned about the time, not concerned about pace of play, not really concerned about the pitch clock. I've always been a person that works quick anyways. I've never been really one to walk around the mound or kind of just hang out right there. Like, I'm out there to do a job and get people out. And so I love getting on the mound and throwing that next pitch, but throw an hour and 49-minute, you know, game is...
You never looked at the clock.
Didn't even look. Like, got in, did all my post-game stuff, came in, and looked at my phone and said, like, 9:25, and I was like, that's definitely not right. but then, you know, Liam told me it was, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's efficient. Like, that's something you want to do each time you go out there.
So typically after a normal game, you're like, all right, I have my routine. I don't know how long it takes you to get to sleep after a game, whatever. But you're like, oh, what am I going to do with all this free time?
I got home like 10 o'clock last night.
That's crazy.
Sat down with the wife, watched some YouTube, got some food in the belly, and then off to bed.
Wow, that's crazy.
So knew I had to be up early today, get ready for this day game, and then keep going.
As everybody here appreciates, because we all had to be here early.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.